Netflix has over 10,000 shows on its site, so why, ask many Latinx people here in the U.S., is it dropping the one show they feel truly reflects their own lives and concerns? The show Netflix canceled after just three seasons is One Day at a Time, a reboot of the 1970s show with the same name. The new version centers on three generations of one Cuban-American family living under one roof. Netflix said not enough people were watching it. But viewers are angry, and they've launched a campaign to find a way to save the show. We asked one fan here in Boston to tell us what this new One Day at a Time means to her.
My name is Adriana Zuniga. I am Mexican and Guatemalan. I'm 22. This is it. This is life, the one you get, trouble and have a ball. One Day at a Time is a whirlwind of living in a Latinx family.
I get it, we're Cuban!
Azúcar!
It's so funny because my dad was the one who introduced me to this show. He called me and he was like, you need to watch this show. It is so funny. This is us. This is literally every single person in our family. You need to watch it.
Did you find Abuelita?
Yeah, she's with Jesus now.
What?
Oh no, sorry, she's at church. Poor choice of words.
And then I watched the first episode and I was hooked. It was so funny. I think what's so successful about it is the levels of comedy and the Spanglish that's used that is so identifiable within our community. And it's, and Rita Moreno is a star. Like, how can you not laugh with Rita Moreno?
She has to have a quinces. How else will we know the day that our little girl becomes a woman?
One Day at a Time touches upon colorism, where you see Alex, who's a lot darker than Elena, who is white passing. It's a similar experience with me too, because my brother is a little darker than me too. Luckily, I haven't experienced racial slurs, but my brother has. His gym teacher called him Pancho Villa. It was like, she called him Pancho. It means you're not a person. It just means you are blending into the background, that you don't matter. There's definitely a lot more resentment towards my brother, because I think my brother was fooling around with his friends, but they were just joking around, and the teacher took it seriously towards the only Mexican in the group. And I think watching One Day at a Time has really sparked that interest in how do we talk about these things. It was so great to see those really difficult issues being shown on a screen. The only Latinx family TV show that I ever really knew growing up was George Lopez.
Who's bigot? Mostly hair.
And then other than that, I didn't really have any other exposure. I've only known about, like, actual telenovelas.
Artemio Hidalgo falleció al amanecer, señor. Víctima
on Univision or Telemundo. But I don't ever see that on TV. And now that One Day at a Time is on Netflix, like, that was revolutionary to me. It's really upsetting that Netflix wants to whitewash our story and blame the numbers. Our community is so used to being rejected and denied, including the Dreamers and everything that's going on within our community in this political climate. It honestly raises the question, how do we tell our stories and who allows us to tell our stories?
One Day at a Time fan, Adriana Zuniga there. Arlene Davila is with me. She's the director of the Latinx Project at NYU. She studies media culture there. So we just heard Adriana mention comedian George Lopez and telenovelas. And I'm just wondering, Arlene, what's different for you about One Day at a Time that Latinx viewers here in the U.S. feel really represents them?
Yeah, I think she nailed it. Listening to her is basically what listening to my students and listening to any other Latinx cultural activist and what they have been saying for the past 20 or so years. Because what you have is a media that has historically imported programming And they basically, the approach has been, let's just import telenovelas, let's import Latin American content, which is oftentimes cheaper to produce, it's already ready packed, and you've taken care of the Latinx population in the United States. So that's been the big issue, is that any Latin thing will do for Latinx audiences. And that myth has been going on for decades. And it's a myth that has to do with economics and what's more commercially profitable, but it has nothing to do with the Latinx population living in the United States, what our stories are, or anything else.
What do the statistics say about Latinx representation on TV and in Hollywood?
Oh, it's non-existent. You have to start with the fact that 18% of the population in the United States is Latinx. So I can assure you that you don't have 18% or anything close to that. In fact, the numbers, according to the Latino Media Gap, which is the report, most recent report, Latinx accounts for 2.3% of directors and 2.2% producers and 6% of writers. But actually, when you look closely at those statistics, you will see that they aggregated also Latin American directors. So in fact, the content, the amount of productions that are being authored by Latinx producers, writers, and actors is even less. It's more minimal.
What about a series like Narcos or movies like Roma? Should they count when it comes to Latinx representation?
Absolutely no. And that's one of the biggest things that that everybody needs to understand.
Why not?
Is that there's a big difference between Latinx and Latin American productions. And I'm all for more Latin American productions. I love to watch the TV shows that come from Argentina and from Colombia and Mexico. Some of them, actually, not all. But that's all you see.
So there's what you're saying. There's a lack of representation of the lives of Latinx people living in the United States and their daily concerns, their lives.
Latinx are totally invisible. And one of the other problems is that when you have all this imported programming, they have a very different representation of the world. Latin American productions have historically been extremely whitewashed. If you see the Mexican shows that have been that Netflix has been producing, you have a they're focusing on the upper middle classes, very light skin actors, and or the narco genre, of course. They don't have the sensitivity that one day at a time had in representing concerns around colorism, around the issues that Latinx populations in the context of the United States have to face.
So as Netflix cancels One Day at a Time and turns its focus to South America and the markets there, I mean, what gives you hope?
I think what gives me hope is the activism that I've seen, new voices that are speaking out on this issue, really stating very clearly that it's wonderful that we have all these Mexican directors and producers, but hey, they're not us, right? My students are not confused.
Mm-hmm.
And they want jobs, and they're writing beautiful things, and they're doing incredible creative work. And we need to begin to really focus on the Latinx cultural creators, the artists, the producers who are here. That gives me hope.
Arlene Davila, director of the Latinx Project at NYU, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.